Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. Thanks for being with us today on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, where you can use Rewind in case you missed a part of the show you liked, or you wouldn't know if you liked it if you missed it, or if there's a part you like, you can listen again. And streaming live on YouTube, as always, hello to my YouTube family, who I love so much. The top five at five. What? What's so funny?
Nothing.
Okay. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So I have for you today the 5 people at WIP that I am most worried about. Surrogate number 5. Is me.
Oh, because of this cold.
Just mucking and grinding
there
through the sickness.
Oh my God.
Yep. Whoa, no. Is me.
No, but also,
play sad violin.
Well, okay, I can't right now.
Okay.
Well, no, I can. Hold on, I had to move something around. But also, I'm a little fired up. I was watching the Flyers last night, letting everyone know they play at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Wow, 3-1 win last night. Michkov scored.
Michkov scored, Konechny scored.
Yep.
Good stuff, good stuff. Also, I didn't place a bet on the Thursday night game.
Wow.
Yeah, I you know, we bet standalone games, like we do that. But
yeah, it was the only reason I was watching it.
I know. It was. I knew it was going to be a stinker, and yeah. I didn't want to subject myself to that.
So I didn't even place.
I know.
Could you start betting a little puck, maybe?
Listen, anytime goal scorers.
There you go,
Bobby Brink.
There you go.
Anytime goal scorers have to be pretty hard.
But I feel like it's like a home run. So it's like plus 250. Like they don't give us good odds on anything. And then I'm gonna start thinking about 2 goals. Because of course you got to get better odds.
Yeah, no, don't bet 2 goals.
I got Morgenstein back here telling me about dig over a 6.5 goals because it's an electric bet because the empty netters at the end.
Morgenstein, don't even say his name.
Yeah, he's dead to us.
Dead to us.
Dead to us.
Get out of here, Morgenstein.
The
there is goal scorer. Wow, one of the guys. So I'm looking at a line for the Wild versus the Islanders. One of the goal scorer odds is plus 120.
Yeah, see, that
score
stinks.
A goal.
We need better odds.
Yeah. Well, there's some guys. Plus 320. There
sure.
You go. All right. Anyway.
The fourth person at WIP I'm most worried about is Rod Lakin. I mean, he must be so sick.
Yeah. Why isn't he here today?
Where is he?
So ill.
Well, we found out this morning.
Yep.
He couldn't make his way into work today because someone was coming to his house to work on his dishwasher.
Install a dishwasher.
Install a dishwasher.
Yeah. Now, we all know Rod Lakin pretty well.
Yeah.
Do we think Rod is carrying the dishwasher?
Or even helping?
No. In fact, when people install things in your home, they don't want you to get in the way at all.
Yeah, they want you actually out of the way.
So he couldn't be here because somebody else is putting a dishwasher into his home.
Little fishy.
Maybe I should have stayed being program director because apparently coming to work is optional.
Yep. Not that hard of a job, apparently.
Yeah, you're going to learn. Don't miss work around here.
Yeah. For a dishwasher? He told me on the phone. I was like, well, why can't you come in? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
There's better excuses.
Yeah, Lakin. Why don't you call up and explain yourself?
Yeah. Coward.
Yeah. Here's the trick, man.
Take it easy. All
we need to do is see that you are here. So just do the half day thing where you see our face and then you tell some lie about going to meeting with a client. We don't know.
That's true.
You could say that every day. We had programmers around here who said they were in a different building for weeks on end.
Or just do what the engineers do and say you got to get to the tower.
Yes. Or be like Ben and sleep.
No one is safe.
No one's safe. They have to check the tower 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah. Going to the tower.
The tower's the same.
The tower. Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Nope. Now, they used to do that. I used to hear that a lot. I don't hear that with the current group.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you were on their ass back in the day.
No, when they would leave, I would question them behind their backs.
Sure.
Yeah, but now.
As one does.
But Scalish always here, you know.
Swanker's definitely always here.
Austin here. Chris always here.
Yeah.
Swanker's always here.
I don't think Swank goes to the, he doesn't go to the big.
Nah, I think he's mostly like the.
IT.
The IT engineer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The third person at WIP I'm most worried about is, of course, Spike. With the Mayock thing yesterday.
I'm fine.
Yeah, but like, you know, I've been sensing some tightness this week. You know,
this week
we almost got into it with CJ over the Drew. What's the band?
Yeah.
Wait, CJ.
Drew Hill.
You got real tight real quick. You know, music.
Tight on that. I don't think I've been tight. I think at Bird's Town Hall. Birds of the Bye, a situation where I'd normally be very tight. I thought I wasn't tight at all.
You were better that day.
I thought
it was better. So much of the consternation with you and Mayock yesterday was about your comment of good GM versus great GM.
Yes.
We do have the audio of the initial comment, so we can judge after that who was in the right and what was truly meant.
Okay. I can't take it anymore.
I don't like the tone of that.
Well, he is a good general manager. He has won 2 Super Bowls. I am happy that he is a general manager of the Eagles. Let's get that out of the way. Let's call a spade a spade. These trade deadline moves are because they made mistakes in the offseason. Howie has not done a great job this season. They have a good team. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He is responsible for all of that, but he's responsible for all of it.
Now, you did say at the beginning, he's a good GM.
Yes, which I said.
Yeah, but not a great GM.
No.
You need to kiss the ring a little bit.
No. I'm not a ring kisser. That's not how I am.
Well, because you're a Sixers fan.
And I'll say he's...
You don't mind giving Maury his props.
He's a great GM.
You see how easy you said that?
Yeah, no, Howie.
It floats so easily.
I thought you meant Maury's
no,
a great GM.
No, Howie's a great GM. Okay. Also, Dombrowski, great GM, but hasn't done a great job here. I think Dombrowski is. We debate Howie Hall of Fame, Maury Hall of Fame. Dave Dombrowski, definitely Hall of Fame. 100% Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We've had no problem crushing his trade deadlines. Mm-hmm. We've had no problem talking about Nick Castellanos' contract or Taiwan Walker's contract. Mm-hmm. He is a great GM. He has as many championships as Howie has. Did Dombrowski have 3?
So 97. No. I think he has 3.
He went to a couple with Detroit, right?
No, he never went to one with Detroit.
No.
He might only have 2, but he's taken 3 organizations to the World Series.
So right. I guess my point would be, I think Dave Dombrowski is probably agreed upon within baseball circles as being great at his job. We've questioned him plenty here. And I was not saying good in place of great. I think I said my... Said it the way it was. I'm not a ring kisser, though. So if that's what my... And to Jack's point, I was fine with the argument. If I said I wasn't mad for like 4 hours afterwards, I would be lying.
Of course.
I was a little mad about it afterwards.
You
I wasn't mad
that
he did it. But when you get my juices flowing in an argument like that, I held over a little bit. But you don't need to be worried about me.
I don't think
I've been tight this week.
Yeah, I feel like you do let arguments. You think about arguments for a long time.
Well, because I don't personally get mad at it. I want to win it.
That's why we don't argue as much.
Because we are similar in that way.
Yes.
We are similar. Neither one of us. And me and Mayock had a little bit of this yesterday. Nobody wanted to stop.
Nobody wants to stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
he tried, and then he went back to it.
Yes. So that is our arguing problem because we both need to win it.
Yes.
We both got to go in for the kill, but we figured each other out.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
And I don't need to win. Very easy battle.
You take the back door out.
Easily.
Yeah.
I always find my way out.
Yep.
The second person at WIP I'm most worried about is Joe DeCamera. So I have sources close to Joe DeCamera.
Uh-huh.
He had two showings this week. He was at the Ortho Davis dinner. Ortho Davis.
Yep.
Award dinner. He emceed that.
Yep.
Then last night, Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame induction. He was also emceeing that.
Okay.
And I was told, within 30 seconds of being on the stage for this great honor, he was complaining about his ankle.
Oh, my God. You can't be serious.
That's what I heard.
To a room full of former athletes. He's
exactly
up there
right.
Complaining about his ankle.
On the mic? On the mic?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
What are you saying? It was too much? He's been moving around too much?
I don't know what it was.
Well, you know, there's no doubt Joe DeCamera is wearing dress shoes that are 26 years old. Which can't help. I'm just being honest.
Because I've seen them.
Yeah. There's no way they haven't been polished or anything. You know, they're scuffed to hell. If you look from afar, you probably think it's suede. It's not suede. It was patent leather 25 years ago, and now it's just scuffed to hell.
Oh, man.
And they're not providing his ankle the right support.
Because those are exactly the shoes he had.
Yes. I'm sure of it. No doubt. Honestly, he's gotten more out of those Keds than anybody has out of those dress shoes. Probably two different sizes. He got it on the bargain rack. One was a 9.5, one was a 9. He said, I could fit in the 9.
He definitely did.
Yeah. But the number one person... that I'm most worried about WIP.
Yeah.
Is John Ritchie.
Really?
Well, he's been on this Jair Alexander thing all week about how he thinks it's 2022 and this guy's like the elite corner they traded a 7th-round pick for. But on top of it, he also laid this haymaker out there on the air the other day.
Whoa!
This is really
wow.
We did have a long conversation with Hugh about John Ritchie and sandwiches.
Fritz knows a lot about.
Yeah.
No, I saw the football player come out in John Ritchie.
Roar, sandwich.
Came in my studio and
whoa.
He opened the door and almost ran me over. I felt like a linebacker.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Ritchie.
Oh, God.
The Ritchie sandwich guy we saw in 2020, I don't know if that Ritchie exists anymore, thankfully. I think, now that Ritchie is engaged and in a happy relationship, he's lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
He just seems like Ritchie was always the thing I was found most fascinating about Ritchie as a person is that he is two distinct people in one. On one, he's like even though he's from Mechanicsburg or whatever, he's the Bay Area, loves poetry, smart, flighty, hey man, wants
to
learn.
Sounds like a surfer.
Yeah, hey man, wants to learn. On the other, he is a lunatic cretin, you know, that wants to kill you because you ate a sandwich that wasn't even his, that he had eyes on.
Yeah.
I think that second part of Ritchie, I just think it might not be there as much anymore. I think we might just have the natural Ritchie, the hey man, you know?
Well, listen, love is in the air. He's been shot in the ass with an arrow by Cupid.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's engaged. And I took a needle in the ass.
So happy for him.
Yes. He's engaged.
Yep.
He's going to get married.
Yep.
He's active on Instagram.
Yep.
Which I've never seen.
Yes. He was dancing.
I mean, John Ritchie was dancing.
Dancing. Yep. His kids are doing great.
Yeah.
You know, the son is built like an Adonis.
He's really, seriously.
The guy's a monster. You know, everybody's happy. So maybe the angry Ritchie is gone.
Alicia's been good for him.
Yes, absolutely.
He's been good.
This hour sponsored by Guy DeDorn Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guy DeDorn Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit GoGUIDA.com. 215-592-9494. Torch in Germantown. You're on WIP. What's up, Torch?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Torch?
What's up, Torch?
Follow Torch, y'all. What's up with y'all guys, man? Appreciate y'all for having me on the phone, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. No, I just wanted to say go Eagles, and give y'all my something that I'm most
afraid of.
Terrified of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. One thing for me is getting pulled over. I don't know about anybody else, but for some reason when I get pulled over by the cops, I get the cold sweat.
Yeah.
Stutter talking.
Yeah. Start thinking about stuff you did in the eighth grade.
Yeah. I can't get the words out of my mouth. Next thing you know, I'm feeling like I got something on me that I don't even have.
That you don't even have on you. I agree.
Yeah.
You know what
you
got to do, Torch? Do what Jack does and hope they think you work at WIP.
Yep.
Yep.
I turned WIP up. Has it 0-2 on that?
Yeah, I got to try that one. Or have I heard they got these cars. If you know somebody that actually had worked with the department, please, you can get a card.
Courtesy card.
Yeah.
Well, Spike has the thing he does.
What do I do?
Well, you pander.
How do I pander?
Do you not have a hat?
Well, I do. So I had the card at one point. I had the card from somebody who I worked with, who was related.
Yeah.
But the card only lasts for a year.
Oh.
But I did have somebody in my neighborhood that was a state trooper.
Yeah.
Gave me a hat. He was like, put it in your windshield.
Wow. And you're good.
Well, I did it. So, but I'm not a speeder or anything.
Right.
Like, I'm not too worried about it. I'm a very follow the rules kind of guy.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, I do get terrified when I get pulled over. I get very, very scared.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was serious when I said I started thinking about stuff I did in the eighth grade. Yeah. You're like,
well, what'd you do in the eighth grade?
I don't know. Like, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't even driving at that point. Yeah, I don't know.
We got pulled over. My wife and I were coming home from a wedding. We were in New Hope, I think. And an officer was behind me. What did I do? Oh, thank you for the call, Torch. An officer was behind me, and I didn't realize that it was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was dark.
Yeah.
So he was right up close to me.
Oh.
So I started driving faster.
Yeah, you think somebody's riding your bumper. Yeah.
So I went even faster. And then...
Are you trying to flee?
Well, I think I was like 75 or 80 miles an hour because I didn't know what it was. So then the lights go on, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm dead. I'm dead. He pulls me over. Tells me how fast I was going. And I said, honestly, and this was the truth, I was like, first of all, I didn't know that you were a police officer. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we've been at this wedding. The dogs are home. I'm scared the dogs are going to pee on the rug.
Right.
That is why.
That's a legit excuse.
And he says to me, he goes, tone it down. You're good. Walks away. My wife looks at me and she goes, what the hell was that? Why do I never get out of it? And I was like, you're never friendly and honest.
Nah.
I was like, you just try to be pretty.
I was gonna say, pretty women.
Yeah, you're pretty.
Get out of you.
Yeah. You're pretty. I'm not pretty, but I'm nice.
Yeah.
And honest.
And being pretty and married doesn't necessarily help, probably.
Yeah, for
pretty
sure.
Pretty and single, that may help you.
That may help, yeah. 215-592-9494. Kurt in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, Spike. Decky Baseball, what's going on, my brothers?
What's up, Kurt?
Feeling really good about going up to Wisconsin and whooping the cheese out of them boys.
Oh, yeah.
Whooping the cheese out of them.
Yeah.
Yep, that defense is porous. We're going to run all through them holes in the Swiss cheese.
I hope so, because the offense we saw against the Giants, if we start seeing more of that offense, they can run the ball and pass the ball. That's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only saw moments of it in 2024. They're still able to win the Super Bowl. The moments came out at the right time. Haven't seen a lot of it this year. You know, that I would say that's the only real game where we saw the running game and the pass game work at the same time. You start doing that, and if Jalen Phillips ends up being a real help to the defense, all of a sudden this team could build into like a monster.
Yeah.
For a team that didn't look great for the first 6 weeks of the year. Yeah.
We're going to be the ones that they fear. And when you talk about elite, this is an elite team. They might not have played elite all year, but they are an elite team. And Spike, like I said, Patrick Mahomes, he's elite, right?
As a player, yeah.
As a player, but he had some bad games.
Yeah,
but
he's
still elite, right? Okay, so that's like the Eagles. We elite.
Well,
we are.
But Patrick Mahomes is the same person as he was the last couple of years. The Eagles are a different football team.
All right, but we're still an elite organization.
Yes.
We go out and win, and the second half of the year, we're going to come on even stronger.
Hopefully.
I did want to have a I had a comment for you, Spike, but before I do, I just wanted to address something that what's-his-name Yoshi said about that hit that Dawkins put on someone.
Yeah.
I've seen this guy back in 98, I think it was 99, at the Veterans Stadium wearing a 58. And he put a hit on a dude.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think I've seen his eyeballs pop out of his head on Springs.
Yeah.
That was like Reese.
There you go. Who did I hit?
I don't know. Somebody on Washington. I was up in the nosebleed section, but man, that was a hit.
I got Deion in 2002. People don't realize I got Deion.
Twice.
I got Deion in 2000 I got him when he was with Washington.
Yeah, this was still in Veterans Stadium. So
yeah, that was at the vet. That was it.
Well, in fairness, that was a diminished Deion.
There's no doubt about it. Well, what do you think he was when he was with the Ravens?
Yeah, no, four years later.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. Yeah, you don't worry. You're right. It's like scoring 30 on Jordan when he's 40.
Wizards
Jordan. Not the same. Yeah, it's the Wizards Jordan. I'm with you.
That was a pop. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
I was going to say, sometimes, like when I first started listening to the station, sometimes it sounds like you're down on our team a little bit, but then you come out with all these valid points and start making it make sense. That's kind of a little bit different, but, as an Eagles fan, we always got to be positive no matter what.
That's right.
You do make some good points, and you know what that means? You would make a good mayor.
Wow, there's a lot of buzz.
Oh, yeah. I got the campaign manager for you that would guarantee you'll win.
Well, I don't.
Broads? Yeah, he'll make sure you win.
I don't want to be mayor. I got enough stuff to do. But if you're asking me if I'm going to keep my eyes on the mayor,
he is.
I will keep my eyes on the mayor.
Watch where that money goes.
Yes, watch where that money goes. Look, I got the budgets. I got the audits. I got all that. All that on the computer. Very easy to find. Kurt.
Anyway,
Kurt, for next question today, what are you irrationally afraid of?
Well, unlike a lot of people, I'm not worried about dying because I respect life. I'm worried about not dying. If there's some kind of major accident, I don't want to be all mangled up where I can't move or function as a human. I'd rather just die and it's over.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always said, you find me dead, I didn't do it, at least not on purpose.
Yeah, Kurt, thank you for calling. Yeah,
it's very touching.
Yeah. Well, that is a fear. You know, you're in some sort of that is something I think about sometimes. It's like, ooh, if this happens.
Yeah.
Do I really want to be blah,
yeah,
blah,
do
blah.
I want to just be laid up here and have to be waited on hand and foot?
It sounds kind of nice, actually, the way you describe it there.
As long as the Phils play, we can still bet.
Well, it is hard to figure.
We can still bet.
Because you think about how you would think in that moment, but I imagine you can't really, you can't judge it until you're in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, part of me is like, well, if this happened and that happened, to the way you just described it, I wouldn't want to be around. And then I think to myself, well, if I could still see the people around me, I could still be there. It's my only chance of being alive. Maybe I would feel differently in that case. Yeah, I don't know. That is scary.
Yeah, the only fear with death with me, man, is I got to get to a point where all three of my kids are good.
Yeah.
They're good. They're good. If I'm gone, they're still going to be good.
Right.
And I don't necessarily mean financial. I mean being able to survive in society. That's my fear.
Speaking of your kids.
Yes.
So you showed me Elijah's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, Elijah and I have a lot in common. The fact, I'm looking at the music he's listening to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Are we sure? Like, band after band. The guy's got 40,000 YouTube followers.
Yeah.
He's streaming. People love him.
Yeah.
He's dancing to Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
You know, some of the music he likes is too heavy for me.
Dude, and here's the crazy thing.
And he's drumming his ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, believe me, I know. I hear it.
Yeah, dude, I'm watching these clips of Elijah drumming to, I think one of them was Nirvana. He was drumming some Nirvana song. I was like, well, I was drumming his ass off right
pretty
there.
Good? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's why I wanted you to check it out. Yeah. I can't tell what's good and what's not good. You sound like a bunch of noise to me.
No, I sent it to Amos, a friend of mine who's a musician. And I was like, look at Ike's son drumming his ass off.
Yeah.
And earlier this week, Ike said, we don't play instruments.
That's a good point. Yeah, your son could be in a band. Band.
Right. Yeah. I got somebody in my own house playing instruments.
In the house. I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's about a 2 or 3 year thing now.
Oh, really? The drums?
Yeah. Well, the whole music thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He switched over.
Oh, really?
Music. Yes.
It's crazy.
Don't ask me why or how. He went from Playboi Carti to this.
Dude, it's all like heavy 90s stuff, but also current like metal and rock. And I was like,
yeah.
It's like, wow. I was just, look at this. Yeah.
Talented.
Yeah.
One thing I can't do is play an instrument.
Yeah.
Seems impossible.
I mean, drumming his ass off. Drums are hard.
Drums seem impossible.
Yes.
Like writing a song and playing instruments I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you got a different creative thing in your brain that it's not there for me.
The thing about playing an instrument, because I play guitar, but not all that well.
Well, you were in a band too,
I was,
right?
But like, I sang. I wasn't very good. The thing about playing guitar is the people who are good at it, the people who are good at any instrument are obsessed with it and just do it all the time.
Right.
Like you hear Tom Morello, who's a guitar player in Rage Against the Machine. He said when he started playing guitar, he was playing 12 hours a day. He loved it so much he couldn't stop playing.
Richie's a guitar player, right?
Richie is an outstanding guitar player. A good guitar player and a good singer, actually, Richie. Yeah. I'm sure he romanced his...
Oh, you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Man, when we had...
What?
When he did the date night here.
Oh, he was playing guitar?
No, yeah, and he sang.
Oh, really?
He sang a song
that
he had wrote.
Oh, really?
It was about an ex.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
We had four women here that we're doing a John Ritchie date thing.
And he's singing a song about that?
Yeah.
Is that on video somewhere?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Right there in the hub.
Yeah, it was right there in the hub.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, dude. I missed that.
That's an all-timer.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We'll give you our picks for the weekend coming up next and finish up this Football Friday with you.
Well, someone wasn't as eager for me to get to the picks this week.
What happened?
Wait, why?
I'm just saying, one of us went 0-4.
Not me.
I know.
Okay. this is the WIP Afternoon
Last
Show.
Last week he was teasing it for 2 hours. Oh, my picks. 3-1, 3-1, 3-1.
Perfect time for Ike to talk about FanDuel. Yes. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say... Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Eagles are already an elite team? This year's Eagles, 61.5% say yes, 38.5% say not yet.
I can't remember. Is that going down?
It's going down.
Right. We were 65, right?
Yep. Jack, you want to do our picks? Let's do our picks for the weekend. What happened last week, Jack?
All right, so Ike went 0-4.
Oh.
After he was on a heater.
He was.
Yeah, I was, and I got too exccited.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he went 0-4, and then Spike and I both went 2-2.
Okay. Jack, you want to go first because I didn't put mine in my sheet.
Oh, that's good. So
I got it. No, it was in my main sheet, not my day sheet.
Yeah. All right. So I'm taking the Rams -4.5 against the Niners. The Niners are a little smoke and mirrors. Now they run into an actually good team. You know, I think enough people with the record, I think they'll be on the Niners. I'll take the Rams -4.5. I'm taking the Lions -8.5 against Washington. So, last year, Lions lost in the playoffs to the Commanders. I think they have something for them this time around. And I feel like they lay the score up on them, too. Like, they run the score up on the Commanders.
I forgot about the playoff loss. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
And then I'm thinking,
where's that game at, real quick?
It's in Washington, I believe.
It is in Washington? Okay.
I believe it's in Washington. And then I'm taking the Chargers -2.5 against the Steelers. Steelers still stink.
There you go. Back to the Chargers.
Chargers kind of showing me something.
You love betting the Chargers and betting against the Steelers.
Yeah. Well, I bet on the Steelers last week. I had them +3 against the Colts, but that was a one-time thing with the Steelers.
Okay. All right. So I also have the Rams -4.5 against the 49ers. Brock Purdy is not going to play again. It seems like he re-aggravated his turf toe, and they are so decimated by injuries, the 49ers are. I know that they are it's a division game and they're at home, but I'll take the Rams laying the 4.5. I'm going to take the Texans +1 at home against the Jags. The Jags are frauds. Now, the Texans are also frauds, but like, I don't know how the Jags are winning, and that Texans defense is still good. So give me the home dog there. Give me the Texans +1 against the Jags. I'm going to take the Bucs -2.5 against the Patriots. I don't know why. The Bucs honestly have Bucky Irving. Their run offense has been very bad, and the run defense for the Patriots has been good. But that 2.5, I don't know. Seems like it should be even closer. Line telling me something there, so I'm going to take the Bucs -2.5 against the Patriots.
I like that. I'm going to start off with that as well, Spike Lee. I'm going to take the Bucs -2.5 versus the Pats. Love me some Drake May. They get a rude awakening this week. Bucks coming off a bye week, and they're at home. They're waiting on this game. Bucks looking to reestablish themselves as a true contender. I like the Bucks -2.5 at home. And I'm also going to take the Colts to bounce back. I didn't know what to do with this game. I almost wanted to take the Falcons plus the points. But I'm going to take the Colts -6.5 at home against the Falcons. They didn't like that loss last week to Pittsburgh. That didn't look like the Colts that we've seen all year. They get home. Jonathan Taylor gets running. Sauce Gardner makes his debut in Indy. Give me the Colts. And then I'm going to take...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Vikings +4.5.
Really?
Over the Ravens.
Really?
Yeah. Vikings at home. Not sure if I'm all in on the Ravens being back just yet. Not quite sure. They may win the game, but I think it's a field goal game. So I'll take the Vikings at home getting 4.5.
I was surprised that Costa went Ravens, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's a very public side right now from what I looked at. A lot of the public on the Ravens. All right, and we'll give you our Eagles picks on Monday before the game. Now, of course, on the WIP Afternoon Show, we monitor the Eagles Insider of the Year. But on WFAN, on the afternoon show there, we may have a candidate for the Giants Insider of the Year in WFAN host Sean Morash said, what's that?
Well, he usually is known for like booping his pants on the air.
Yes.
And now he's getting big giant scoops.
Well,
what are we have Sean here? On?
What's that?
Wasn't he on with us?
Sean was on here. Yeah. Sean
was
is the biggest.
Knicks series?
Yeah, probably.
The Knicks series.
Sean is the biggest Giants fan I ever met in my life. Okay. And he does two podcasts. He does one for Odyssey. He does one for John Boy. He's part of that afternoon show. Yeah, Sean is usually like the guy that drives everybody crazy on the internet, does something silly, whatever. Right. But even after he said what he said here, I went snooping behind the scenes. I was like, does Sean really have that? And I heard Sean really has it. So here's what Sean said yesterday. So the interesting part of that is that the idea that they might fire Daboll and not fire Shane.
Right.
Because everybody seems to think that they're sort of like a package.
Right. They both came from Buffalo, right?
Yes.
At the same time,
they did.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about Shane is at this point, when you start looking at there are players on the team.
Yeah, he's drafted good players. Yeah.
You know, he drafted Scadaboo, drafted Dart. Tyrone Tracy's a
Neighbors.
Good, Neighbors.
And he took Neighbors. Did Neighbors go before Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No, I think he went after him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But people were saying that Neighbors was the better receiver.
So Neighbors, good. Their offensive line finally sort of normal right now. And he's built on the defensive side of the ball.
You got Carter.
A lot of players. Yep, you got Brian Burns.
Got
Thibodeau. So I guess you could talk yourself into Shane if you wanted to, but congratulations to Sean you would imagine now Daboll is dead. Dead man walking now. I almost think it now you have to, if that really happened and the locker room believes that happened, you almost have to fire him during the year or it just melts down to nothing.
Martin
and
Daboll certainly knows.
He has to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if, dude, I keep saying it, he's going to get Jackson Dart killed.
Like the quarterback draws.
When you're down by 20 points, you have to, at this point in the year, you just have to make sure that guy doesn't have a career-ending injury.
You almost need somebody to step in and tell him, stop running that play.
Yes. You're fired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, he's their future. Like, Dart is their future.
And that's the danger of keeping Daboll.
Yes.
Because he's trying to win football games.
Yes. Fighting for his job. You know, I can do it. I can do it. I would, if I was a Giants fan, and first of all, I'd be thrilled that they have Jackson Dart because obviously that guy's good. I'd be terrified of Brian Daboll coaching that guy. You had Jackson Dart.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The quarterback big board.
I know.
Yes. Well, you don't do a big board.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I wasn't a huge fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought he was like trying too hard to be like a Johnny Manziel knockoff.
Yeah, but he's got some swag.
He's actually better than Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
Locker room loves him, you know, seems like. You
I
know.
Still can't get a read on J.J. McCarthy. Like, some of the videos are pretty cringeworthy.
It's like Harry High School, the way he acts.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it seems, he screams of Tebow.
Yeah, a little Tebow.
Yeah, no, a little Tebow-y. You're that fired up?
Yeah. I got to make sure I suppressed.
Your love for Jackson Dart.
Yeah, because he's a damn giant, and it's twice a year.
Well, listen, you respect football.
Yes.
That's what people want.
This show is a QB safe space.
Yes. Just real opinions on quarterbacks.
If we see quarterbacks we like.
It's not as honest as Fritz at 6, which is the most honest hour of radio on the station, but it's pretty honest. Pretty honest.
You know, if you like Baker Mayfield, you have a couple of Baker Mayfield t-shirts, you're not going to get in trouble for that. No one's going to.
I'm definitely not getting a Jackson Dart t-shirt. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Ike shows up in his Jackson Dart shirt.
That's not happening.
And a Sixers note out of practice today, two injury notes. So the first one is the most Sixers thing of all time, is that Dominic Barlow is going to be reevaluated by a surgeon next week. He's out of both these games. Again, he went out with a laceration nobody saw happen. Now, it doesn't mean it did. I'm not doubting that it happened. But there was a picture of him in a giant elbow brace.
Right.
Apparently, like, the way the cut happened or how deep it was, he couldn't even move. He wasn't allowed to move the arm or it wouldn't heal the right way. So he's out of these two games this weekend. Then he'll be reevaluated. They play Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday.
It just dawned on me, and not to you like illustrated there, you were demonstrating with your arm. Is this not a basketball injury?
No, it happened during the game.
Yeah.
It happened in the home opener. Or maybe it didn't, but it was after the game that they said it. So I don't, maybe walked into something. You know, I don't know. You're in a building where there's things jutting out of places.
You're saying laceration. I'm like, his elbow, how the hell did he hit somebody in the mouth?
I don't remember him leaving the game with a cut.
Right.
Like, maybe it happened, but I watch every minute of all the games. I don't remember that happening. I wonder.
The game in Boston, the first game.
No, I think it was the home opener here.
Oh, okay, home opener, okay.
So I just, and he was a big help. You know, Jabari Walker's done fine in his place, but he was a great rebounder. He's on a two-way, by the way, which is amazing. They're going to have to make that a regular contract or he can't play. The games are going to need him to play. I do wonder, now that you say that, you know, you walk through that arena and you go through the tunnel. There's stuff everywhere. Yeah. You know, the stuff jutting out everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Who knows? You walk by something quick and it cuts you deep, you know, a piece of metal or something.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
So here's the funnier one, is that Paul George is also going to meet with his doctors after this weekend to determine his best course moving forward.
Wow.
Now, Paul George had a scope in July on his knee. This was not meniscus surgery. He had a scope on his knee.
Yeah.
He has been playing full practice.
That's what gets me.
For a month. And I'll keep saying this. If the guy's hurt, he's hurt. Whatever. But if he's practicing fully, and the other thing is I know people don't want to see him, but he would be helpful, and he is making $50 million.
That's the thing, yeah.
It would be nice to, you know,
let's
take
see
away
what we got.
Yeah, see if he can play at all.
Yeah.
There's something fishy.
Something
fishy.
Doesn't make sense there.
There's something fishy. And I don't get the sense that it is an injury fishiness. We've had a lot of injury fishiness with the Sixers. I do not think they are hiding some sort of injury. There's something fishy with him not playing. He's not doing his podcast. I don't think he's doesn't like it here. He hates it. There's something fishy.
And Draymond called him out for quitting his podcast. You see that?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Draymond, who works for us now.
Yeah. He said, you don't give up on tough times with the podcast and creating content or something like that.
Well.
Like, relax, Draymond.
Yeah. Well, and you're playing, Draymond.
Yeah, yeah.
I can respect PG not doing it when you're not, because that's just going to bring more negative attention.
Sure. Yeah, he can't do it.
Yeah, he's not playing.
He did stop it in July, but he stopped it right around maybe when he hurt his knee. I wonder. I didn't think this.
Getting traded?
I think there's a 50-50 chance Paul George isn't on the Sixers at the end of the year.
What? End of this calendar year?
No, end of the season.
Oh, end of the season.
Because I don't know. Maybe it's traded. Maybe they
buy him out?
Well, they could. What the Blazers or the Bucks did with Lillard is they just stretched it. So what you do is you cut him and you can make the contract count over twice the year. So it's only half the
cap hit.
The cap hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't trade him, you end up with this decision where do we want to give up a first round pick to get rid of him? Or do we just want to live with the cap issue and not have to give up a pick? And I don't know.
Mm.
And then he's only counting $25 million against the cap instead of $50 million
right.
against the cap. I don't know.
Interesting.
This is like my spidey sense tells me there's something weird going on here.
Well, something certainly doesn't make sense if you're practicing 5-on-5 for a month. You know, I still remember when we got the news that he and Joel Embiid were practicing 5-on-5. Embiid was out there.
Yeah.
He came out there for the damn preseason game.
Yes.
By the way, like I haven't seen, by the way, now I could be wrong. You watch a lot more closer than I do. Is Paul George on the bench?
He has been.
He has been at the games?
I don't know if it's been every single game, but I've seen
but
Paul George
seen
on the
him.
Bench.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
Apparently he looks good in practice. The players have said he looks good
in
practice.
That's even better. Yeah, great. He looks like he can play.
There's just something fishy going on there. I can't get an answer.
Gotta be a treat.
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of want to see him play.
I want to see
Paul George was a good player 2 years ago.
Stand in the corner and hit threes at least. I mean, yeah, he was a really good player 2 years ago.
I mean, Dr. J took his shoes off in his house.
Yes. Come on. All right. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, that was awesome.
Dude, we got to buy Corey a new phone.
I wouldn't expect the DVL there either.
What's that?
I wasn't expecting. Was that battle?
Yeah, he just put a submarine filter on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Why?
I'm just saying. I can't tell what's happening around here, man.
Yeah, the Corey phone thing, he's too good a caller to have the beeps in there. Right. I can't concentrate when the beeps are happening. There's so many beeps.
And now we all hear it.
Yeah.
Which you can't ignore. Now we're listening for it.
No, and especially when he's being passionate, I can't even take him serious sometimes because of the beeps. Just the beep, stop. Go listen to it. You said he heard it, right?
Yeah. Called the other night. It was only one beep, so we thought it might have been in the clear, but it was back to that.
He's got to upgrade the phone. He's got to upgrade the phone.
We got to find out what service provider he's on.
Yeah.
And then we'll upgrade him.
Yeah. Get with Verizon.
Yeah. What's next?
Got to watch the guy put the dishwasher in.
Yep. Yeah, put it there.
Where does he think it's going to go?
Exactly where the other one went.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the other one out.
Yeah, and put this
that one
in. Yeah.
Can have the kids do that.
Yeah.
And by the way, about a 30-minute process.
Oh, it's not long at all. It's
yes, yeah.
Put it in there, hook up the water, make sure it works.
I would rather he said, I just didn't feel like coming in today.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, stop lying to me.
He's never going to miss another day.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
Seriously.
This is the piranha tank right here. What's next? That part's got to stop. I haven't brought up Episcopal at all. I don't want to be known as the Episcopal guy.
Episcopal, Syracuse, USC.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoplifter.
Elitist.
I didn't even want to go to Episcopal. My parents made me go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's next?
Yep.
Oh, man. What's next? Did you hear that when he said that?
What did he say?
He goes, yeah, I watched the tape. It's not something I heard on some sports radio show.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, hold on.
You're on a sports radio show.
You're on WIP earlier this week.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh, you're right. I did hear that, man. Yeah, Jaws was,
Dude, he was on one today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like,
I watched the tape.
Yeah, I watched the tape. Jalen's playing unbelievable.
Yeah. And he was also just directing the questions. He was saying the first thing. He's like, and I'm going to talk about Jalen in a second. All right.
Get comfortable.
Yeah, what's next?
Text line.
Rhodes is in tonight.
Yeah, yeah. You should listen and understand that he's several levels below what I do.
And critique him too.
Yeah.
You know what people should do? Call in and tell him.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. His man's about to come on the air for 4 hours on a Friday night. Do not do that to his show.
215-592-9494. Just so we know how we're setting up, we do the Go Birds thing on Monday, right? Not today.
Yeah, I don't even have it ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Well, we will talk to you Monday, game day. Enjoy your weekend. Eagles-free weekend.
How about that?
Stress-free weekend.
Who's going apple picking?
Are you doing it again?
No, I don't know what we're doing.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
All right. We will talk to you Monday. Thank you for listening as always. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.